The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 323, News of Cast and Crew, The E-Bullet, March 2015. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some of the amazing Mayberry things they have there. They got two new t-shirts and four more on the way. Some throw pillow or throw blankets. They got all kinds of stuff. And don't forget the Mayberryopoly game. All kinds of cool stuff at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 323, is Jim Clark. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is wonderful to spend a little bit more time here in Mayberry with you. So tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, we're going to be hearing the latest news of cast and crew from the E-Bullet. Now, the E-Bullet, for those that don't know, is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So if you don't get it, because it's free. Doesn't cost you anything. You need to go there and subscribe. You can either subscribe to an RSS feed for all you techie type people, and for you normal Mayberry fans, you can subscribe by email so that you will never miss an issue of the E-Bullet. It'll get delivered right to your inbox, and you'll get it. And, of course, you can also just go to the website and read it. But if you do that, you know, you're bound to forget it every month or every other month, because it's every other month the E-Bullet comes out. And if you don't watch it, you'll forget an issue of the E-Bullet and forget to read the thing. And then you got to go back later, and all your other Mayberry friends, you know, they make fun of you because you didn't know something, because, you know, if you didn't read the E-Bullet, everybody's going to blackball you. And it's just never good. It's never good. So go out there and subscribe to the E-Bullet, because Jim Clark, our presiding goober for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, works very hard to come up with all the amazing information. He seems to just, it's amazing to me how he gathers it all and puts it together for all of us, the fans of the Andy Griffith Show, to get to experience. Now, we're going to go through the news of cast and crew, but there is much more in the E-Bullet. So definitely head over there and look. When you go there, you're going to see Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board event calendar. It's there. And you're also going to be able to see, as you go through there, all the different Mayberry events that are coming up. And there are a ton of them coming up in the next several months. This is 2015. I don't know when you're actually listening, but this is a little snapshot, as we do here on the podcast. Just what was happening in Mayberry at that time. So this is in March 2015. Man, there's things coming up in April with Margaret Carey. She was Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie out in California. So if you want to go to those, you can. Dean Webb, one of the Darling Boys, the one that played the mandolin, he's in Missouri. He's going to be doing stuff all spring and summer. So you need to head over and check those out. There's events happening in Tennessee. There's stuff in North Carolina. There's things in Alabama. Eagles Wings is happening the end of April in Alabama. We got Maggie Peterson, who, if you can't go to Alabama to the Eagles Wings stuff, maybe you can go out to the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival, because that's where Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darling, is going to be end of April, the 23rd through the 25th. Ronnie Shell's headlining things in California. Things are happening in South Carolina, like Mayberry comes to Westminster. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be a great event. A great event. You need to go there. A lot of fun, really fun time there in Westminster, South Carolina. Leroy McNeese is going to be there, and a whole bunch of the Mayberry tribute artists. They'll all be there as well. It's just so many things there. I want to encourage you to head to the E-Bullet. So you can go to imayberry.com and click on the E-Bullet link right there, and you can read all this stuff. Or hopefully you're subscribed and you get this delivered right to your mailbox. One other event I do want to mention before we go on is coming up in May. They're going to have Mayberry in the Midwest. So that's May 15th through the 17th. And that's in Danville, Indiana. And that's a great event. They did it last year. This will be the second one. We're going to have Maggie Peterson and Rodney Darlin will be there. And Karen Knotts is going to be there performing her Tied Up in Knots show on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Definitely something you want to check out. You can go to MayberryInTheMidwest.com to check it out. Now, if you forget any of these things, again, head over to the website at imayberry.com. Click on the e-bullet link, and you can find out all these wonderful events that Jim keeps listed there for us in the Mayberry event calendar, both on the imayberry.com site and in the e-bullet, of course. So head and check those things out. Oh, I need to mention this one. Ronnie Schell, he's going to be in Altoona, at Altoona Days in Altoona, Alabama. It's going to be Ronnie and Gunella Hutton. She was Billy Joe Bradley on Petticoat Junction. And, of course, Nurse Goodbody, Goodbody on Hee Haw. That's on the 23rd of May. Don't know what I said, but it's May 23rd. Definitely head and check those out. Now, that's just some of the things. There are so much more right there. If you just go through the e-bullet and read them, there's so many things happening in and around Mayberry in the next several months. You're definitely going to find things that you may be able to go to. And I want to encourage you to head out to one of these Mayberry events, because as much fun as it is talking to you here on the podcast, it is so much more fun to actually see you in person and say, hey, and you start talking and doing lines from the show and just loving what you're doing. It is so fun to be around Mayberry people. It's great to do it here online. We've got people in the chat room visiting with one another. It's absolutely wonderful, but it's even more fun when you can meet up together and be a part of an event. All right, so let's head on over and check out the news of cast and crew. All right, so Ron Howard has been spending a lot of time in Europe in recent weeks and months as he prepares to start filming Inferno, starring Tom Hanks and Felicity Jones, at several locations on the continent in April. The release date for the film is October 2016. Ron is also very involved again this year in Canon's Project Imagination, which this time around is encouraging people to make a movie trailer from their own videos and photos. The winning entry will get to have a short film made based on the trailer. That sounds awesome. There's a link in on the e-bullet if you want to go and check that out. There's pictures of Ron and all kinds of stuff. You want to definitely check those out. The first day of spring found Betty Lynn at her monthly meet and greet and at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. As always, there was a strong turnout of fans who were thrilled to have a chance to have a visit with Betty and to get an autographed picture of her and a photo taken with her. A specific site has been selected for the Don Knotts statue in his hometown of Morgantown, West Virginia. Fundraising for the statue has met its goal. Thanks in part to the generous donations from the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club members. Additional donations received will go toward keeping the upkeep of the statue and the surrounding grounds. Current plans are for a festival and unveiling the summer of 2016. Okay, so there's something you need to know. There will also be a preliminary festival this July, including Karen Knotts performing her one-woman show in Morgantown. So definitely, hey, there's something you might want to do. The 18th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival was another big success in early March. Despite being held on the heels of one of the big ice and snowstorms that hit the region, the festival on the campus of the University of North Alabama, George's alma mater, in Florence, Alabama, drew good crowds and had several interesting panels and discussions, including the keynote panel on music and film with some of Hollywood's top music supervisors, and selected 30 independent films to show out of almost 3,000 that were submitted. It's awesome. George Lindsay Film Festival is a lot of fun, especially if you're into filmmaking. It's very fun. Now, this is something I ran across. Jim is reporting here in the bullet. as well. It was awesome. So definitely want you to check this out. Eleanor Donahue participated in the Andy Griffith Show promo for MeTV that's currently on rotation on the channel and can be viewed online if you go to metvnetwork.com/videos. Now, I recommend this if you have not seen it. It's really good. There are also a bunch of other creative and fun promos for The Andy Griffith Show and other TV shows on the MeTV site. And I'd highly encourage those. This is Alan saying this. I highly encourage you to drop by over there and check those out because they are a lot of fun. They've done stuff like had mix-ups with The Andy Griffith Show and Daniel Boone, where they're playing The Andy Griffith Show theme song while Daniel Boone and this little boy is walking down a path. It's really, really clever stuff that MeTV is up to. So there's a little bit more here. Let's go. James Best, Jim Lindsay, has been doing some leisure traveling this month before going into full swing with his schedule of appearances and performances. And he continues to create beautiful paintings. You can keep up with James and his art at jamesbest.com. Margaret Carey, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, she was Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie, expects her much-anticipated autobiography will be available in May. It should be a fascinating, just like her life. So, and she is such a sweet, sweet lady. If you guys have not met her, she is very sweet. She was Tinkerbell, if you didn't know that. She was the live-action model for Tinkerbell. A lot of you guys know that by now because she's been visiting with the Mayberry family for quite a while now. So it's definitely something that she enjoys, and she enjoys getting to get back together with Mayberry fans throughout the country. All right, this week, I will tell you also in the e-bullet, they always has a chapter update. Well, this month, which is two months, it's every other month he puts out the e-bullet, so there have been no new chapters. So we're still holding at 1,482 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Reon Watchers Club since it began back in 1979. Wow. So isn't that amazing? And so if you're interested in starting a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Reon Watchers Club, information is in the bullet and the e-bullet, and you will be able to find out right there how to contact headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee, and to get your chapter signed up as part of the Andy Griffith Show Reon Watchers Club officially. All right. So also the bullet has stuff about merchandise updates. Now, this is not something I would normally read, but this is something because of the podcast and because the podcast is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. I need to read this to you. Now, this is coming from Jim. I want to read it just to be clear so everybody knows what's going on. We're excited to have 4 brand new licensed T-shirts to kick off the T-shirt wearing season over at Weaver's. But one of the biggest changes at Weaver's is one you're not, at first at least, going to notice. Not until you order something from us. That's because earlier this month, in March here, earlier this month, and after 33 years of retailing and order fulfillment as part of Weaver's, in other words, virtually all that Weaver's does, has moved from Nashville, Tennessee to Huntsville, Alabama, where Jan and Alan Newsom will be taking over the handling of all the online orders from Weaver's. Whoa, that's right. So Jan and I are going to be taking that over. We're running Weaver's now. So this is cool. It's mostly Jan, and I'm still just doing stuff. Let me go back to what Jim says. He says some really nice stuff about me and Jan. So, I may try to edit that. Let's see if I can do that. The biggest things to change, and this is important if you order from Weaver's, will be the effect some shoppers is shipments going to Alabama will now need to include Alabama sales tax. Drats. But the good thing is shipments going to Tennessee will no longer have to include sales tax. Yay. And the Alabama sales tax is less than Tennessee. So, hey, yay, that's good for everybody but the Alabama people. All right, so he goes on to say, there will surely be other changes and enhancements to Weaver's as Jan and Alan get comfortable with the Weaver's reins. And back to Alan here, I don't think there'll be very many changes. We're not planning on changing much. You know, I'm sure things change over time, but not much. Because, I'm like Barney. I don't like change. He goes on and says Weavers couldn't be in better hands. Thank you very much, Jim. That's very nice. Jan has extensive experience in retail. And he talks about here that Alan has already been the webmaster for Weavers and also for a whole family of the Andy Griffith Show, Real Nurtures Club, and iMayBeer.com websites and others. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And I also want to go on to this part that he talks about. The Andy Griffith Show, Real Nurtures Club headquarters will continue to be in Nashville. Things such as our printed and online newsletters, including the e-bullet that we're talking about right now, and chapter coordination will still be goobered out of the Nashville home base. So basically, the main difference that you'll see in Weaver's shipments is that they come from Huntsville, Postmark. Anyway, that's enough about behind the scenes, and let's see what else we got. So we got new t-shirts coming. We got all kinds of cool stuff. And again, I want to thank all you guys. This is a neat opportunity for us here, me and Jan, to help with this. And Weavers has always been and always will be. I made sure with Jim that this was legit. It helps support the Rerun Watchers Club. That's what we're trying to do. The sales at Weavers still go to help support events that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. Nothing of that has changed. So we can still say that Weavers is the online store for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And I have that endorsement from Jim. That was what worried me most. So I will tell you that I have been doing the website for Weavers for years. And in looking around, I actually started going back to see, because Weavers has a look to it that it's had for quite a while. But I couldn't find exactly when I started. But from looking around, Weavers, what it used to look like was a good bit different than it does now, because I found a 1998 version of the store in my archives of all my websites. I also found one from 99, and then I found another one from 2006. And you can see how the Weaver store kind of migrated from one thing to another until it finally got to pretty much the way it is today. And, you know, it's just, it's been a long time. I did not realize we've been running the online version of Weavers since like 98. The oldest one I could find was February of 1998. So it's been around for a while. So it's always fun to me to be able to see the new products and the new things that are coming out as the webmaster. So basically the way this is going to work, Jan runs the store and I'm still just the webmaster guy. So she still has to pay me. That's at least why that's my theory. So I get paid to, do the website. Oh, well, a little. We'll see how that works out. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for supporting the Rerun Watchers Club and purchases through Weavers, because it's going to support all the stuff that happens with the Andy Griffith Show, Rerun Watchers Club, and here on the podcast. So now all that said out in the open, and now I will be more free, because there's some FCC rules. When you have a podcast, you have to be clear that you have some kind of a monetary stake when you recommend stuff. So when I'm telling you about Weaver's Department Store at the beginning of every episode, which I've done for 320 something episodes, I won't get in any kind of trouble, because I'm revealing right here what happened. So now let's get back over to the bullet, because there was a few more things I believe that happened over there that we want to look at. A little bit of chapter news, and then we'll start rolling out of here, because you don't realize there's a lot of chapters in the Andy Griffith Show, Real Nurtures Club. The Mayberry Good Government League, one of the earliest chapters from Virginia Beach, Virginia, checked in after our last issue to report that they're still active and enjoying watching the Andy Griffith Show every night on MeTV. Now that's good government. Damp under there. Could be spiders. From Papillion, Nebraska. I hope I said that right. Wrote to say, hey, and that's all. They didn't really have any tales to spin about a spider bite. But then again, that would be a different chapter in Thomasville, Georgia. Meanwhile, there's no recent word from Glencoe, Alabama, which is surprising, because if I was a spider, that's where I'd go. That's their chapter name. But enough stalling, and quote, Gomer, get down there with them spiders. That's a chapter in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So we have some amazingly fun chapter names here in the Real Nurtures Club. The Barney chapter of Greensboro, North Carolina, has started 2015 with its usual schedule of regular monthly meetings. The chapter leader, Neil Brower, which you guys may have been hearing about for the last few weeks, will also be resuming his monthly lectures at the Andy Griffith Museum in June. So definitely something you want to check out. Dittos on the regular monthly meetings by the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee. And several chapters have dropped by our Nashville headquarters amidst the various winter storms. Remembering Mayberry from Chillicothe, Ohio, was heading south when they came through town, through Nashville. Mother figure from Huntsville, Alabama. That's me and Jan. Arrived with an empty Stevens truck, but left a loaded with Burt with enough to basically a load for Burt Miller's stand, is what he says. If I could read. And Mavis Neff from Durham, North Carolina, visited for a couple of days while doing some library research. We have to admit that Mavis Neff is actually doing reading in the library. It is hard to imagine. one more thing here I want to share. I'm stealing all of Jim's e-bullet. Go and read the e-bullet. This is awesome stuff. Jim Clark had found a letter. This is a flashback. We were recently looking through some of our old files and found this interesting chapter report. We thought it would be fun to share again. Yes, that's right. A rerun from 23 years ago. So this is a chapter update from the Ralph Henderson chapter, also known as Ralph Henderson. Big Maud Tyler, Claude Maurice Tyler, and Ralph Henderson. Okay. This is from the Ralph Henderson chapter from May 18th, 1992. He says, "Dear sirs," this is probably the most long distance chapter report that you have ever received, but here goes. "My brother-in-law, who lives in Ellenwood, Georgia, and I are partners in the Ralph Henderson chapter in your organization, the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club. So I would like to send in some strange information to report what our chapter has been doing here in Cape Town, South Africa, where my wife and I live. On a recent trip to Zimbabwe for a holiday with some friends, also Andy Griffith Show fans, we made good use of the Andy Griffith Show. Since radio in Zimbabwe is just about nothing, we recorded 7 episodes on cassette tapes to listen to them while traveling. On a trip from Harare, Zimbabwe, forgive my pronunciation, through the bush to Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, on to Victoria Falls, on the Zimbabwean border." Gosh, I'm sure I'm not saying this stuff right. "A trip of 600 miles they went on. We kept ourselves entertained with Citizen's Arrest, A Feud is a Feud, Ellie Comes to Town, Stranger in Town, The Pickle Story, Andy Saves Barney's Morale, and Andy the Matchmaker. Since there's little else to listen to, we played them several times, and we could probably quote them by heart. We just wanted you to know that the Andy Griffith Show is even enjoyed in the heart of Africa, even though they were originally recorded off of WTBS several years ago. If you can put this info in the chapter news column, we would appreciate it, and thank you for your time and for your promotion of the greatest TV show ever on TV. Sincerely, Pete Logren from South Africa." Isn't that cool? Wow. And this, if you actually read the e-book, you'll see he took a scanned image of it because it's like a typed letter. Wow. You don't see those much anymore, do you? This is actually on a typewriter, I should say, typed letter. So folks, again, I want to tell you that you need to head over to the e-book and subscribe and pick up your own copy so they get delivered right to you, because there is so much in there. I've just skimmed the surface. So Jim does an amazing job putting this together. And maybe now, since he's not having to do all the Weaver stuff, he'll have even more time to put it together. We won't be so busy. So anyway, folks, go out and dig Jim, because he digs you. I guarantee you that. And that's all I have for you. I would love to hear your stories about the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. You ought to call them in to me at 888-684-8415. And let everybody hear what the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club has meant to you. Because I tell you, in my life, it has meant a lot because I've met a lot of amazing people just like you and had a lot of opportunities I would have never had had I not got involved in this organization. So, Jim, hats off to you. Love to hear from you. As I said, you can give me a call, 888-684-8415. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment. Folks, it is always great to spend time with you in Mayberry. And so until next time, we'll see you then right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.